Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
So I was, you know, trying to get healthy a little bit. So I went to the doctor and they gave me a questionnaire. And one of the questions on there was, how often do you sit down? And I never really thought about that. I was like, dang, that's pretty much what I do. I mean, sometimes I'll lay down. I don't know if you count that. But so I don't sit all day. I will lay down a little bit, stretch out my back. The way I see it, my life is just walking to new places to sit down.
Friday, November 21st, 2025. It's the wake up call. Here we are, end of the week. Hello, end of the week. Ah, boy, oh boy. I'm Gavin, and that's Katie, and that's Kevin. We missed Katie yesterday.
Yeah.
It's true. Mm. It is true. Mm.
My body said...
cramping.
You're still a woman.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Thank you. And you are still able to, I assume, ovulate, but mostly... have a period.
Right.
And then it said, we're going to punish you for it.
As it has your whole life.
Not usually as painfully as it has been this month.
Right.
Not since high school has it felt this bad.
Oh, it was really bad in high school too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I used to have really, really bad cramps.
Is that a you thing or is that a girl thing? Because I feel like I should know.
I feel like everybody's different.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have friends that like are taken out every single month.
What?
Mm-hmm. By their period cramps. And then I have some that don't get any at all.
And there's nothing they can do about that, or?
Oh, there's a variety of things that you can do. And there's a variety of different causes that, but I mean, like, ladies, you can relate. Guys, just don't even listen. I got woken up. I mean, every hour on the hour, I would fall back asleep and then cramps that felt like, what is the, is it Predator that rips out of your stomach?
Oh my
Alien.
God.
Alien.
What? Xenomorph.
It felt like there were claws on the inside of my body just trying to get out.
Now, have you ever considered that maybe there are?
Oh, I wish there were.
Maybe it is a demon.
I don't want to be a demon. It'd be fun if it was a baby.
But it's not.
No, it's definitely not. I can assure you guys of that.
So, like, what if it was, like, some sort of possession situation? Or maybe
here's the
you
thing.
Don't remember when a face hugger impregnated you by putting an egg into your stomach.
I don't. Let me make it very clear. I don't want to be possessed.
Oh.
Okay?
All right.
Please, everybody, take note of that.
Please.
I'm going to die on that hill.
Mm-hmm.
Don't possess me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I've got stuff to do. I'm busy. I'm tired. I don't have, you know, I'd be the worst person to possess.
You really would be. I don't think you'd be a good possessor. No. To all the demons out there.
If you're listening and
you can find a much better vessel.
Mm. Yeah, because guess what? You're going to possess me and we're going to watch Andy Cohen.
Right.
So if that's what you want,
Right.
Fine.
Yeah.
But don't think I'm going to go, like, do your bidding. I can't. Yeah. I'm too tired.
The good news is, though, from what I've understood from all the documentaries like The Exorcist and stuff like that, is that when you are possessed by a demon, it is a lot of rest.
It's not like you kind of lay there.
Yeah, it's not like you get possessed by a demon and then you go shopping. You know, it's a like.
It does seem like you like mess with other people, though.
Well, you do, but it's mostly like when people come to see you. You're not out walking in the world.
Okay.
A lot of bed laying.
That's true.
So that's good.
Have we ever? I still don't think you'd be good at it. I have been possessed this whole time.
I've never considered that.
Should we?
No.
No.
Don't make it seem like. Okay. I want them to want to possess me.
Well, now you're saying.
I want to be desirable enough to possess.
Katie, you're sending the demon some mixed signals right now.
Well, that's, hi.
Don't possess me, but want to possess me.
That is how I feel about I mean, that's me in a nutshell. Want me, but don't have me. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
That's how I feel about everything in life. In this company, assume that I could do numerous jobs.
Right, but don't
ask me.
Don't actually ask me to do it.
Don't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, God, she'd be so good at it.
Right.
I want a demon to think like, man, we'd love to be in that body.
That would be the crown jewel of my possessing profession.
Right. But, and then I say,
Right. But then you want the demon to kind of sulk away and be like, but I never could.
I want him to feel it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I think this was a really important public service announcement for all the demons out there.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Jennifer Lawrence and Robert Pattinson have a movie out right now. Looks excellent. I haven't seen it yet. But they were doing an interview of each other kind of situation. And somebody just submitted questions, and they were answering them. And one of the questions led to a very funny answer. Now, before I play this audio, it is important to say, Katie's opinion of Jennifer Lawrence is not sterling. She's not a big fan of Jennifer Lawrence, right?
Well...
So are we going to backpedal now?
Ever since I found out she's a big Housewives fan, it has made me think otherwise, I would be open to hearing what you have to say.
Okay. They were asked if they have, like, any sort of secret life that we don't know about.
Okay.
Secret fandom.
I have a secret.
Whoa.
I have, like, a secret life on TikTok.
You do?
I do.
With its own fans?
Well, I wouldn't say fans. I get in fights on TikTok.
But how would the comments?
I get in fights in the comment section. And one girl was like, how old are you? Get a life.
You know what?
She has a secret TikTok that she just uses to get into fights in comment sections.
I've always said Jennifer Lawrence is great. I've always said I love her snarky little bitchy wit. I love her sarcasm.
Oh, man.
I just love her as a person.
Right.
I think she is a good person.
What a flip-flop. Wow. And we're saying this because Katie
famously really disliked her.
But not
you know
just,
what? I am big enough to say I was wrong.
Okay.
You
know? No, you're saying this because you also have secret accounts that you use for similar purposes.
I never have made a secret TikTok.
Okay.
But I do have a Finsta.
That's a fake Instagram.
Right. Instagram, yeah.
Which, by the way, we have all benefited from because we have all trolled people on it. So I don't want anybody to act like this is a bad thing.
Okay, all right.
I know lots of girls that have.
No, we're just pointing. I feel like I do. It's funny you say I know lots of girls. I don't know many. I don't think I know any guys that have one of these. Do you? Well, you probably do.
I have a couple guys that have.
Do you have a fake account?
No, I don't. I'm the realest person. Okay. Wow.
Okay. Do they have fake social media accounts so that they can post things to just certain people?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's different than one designed to spy or troll. The fake one I have is primarily for spying purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I'm going to be honest, it takes a lot of work.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I'll bet you have to cultivate this.
You do.
Because you can pretty much spot, like, as somebody who, like, comments on, like, news Instagrams and TMZ, you can spot bots pretty quickly.
Right.
So like, cultivating a fake account, I'll bet is...
Do you want me to tell you how to do it?
It's like being a farmer.
So, first and foremost, it's something you needed to have started a while back.
Okay.
Because if you see that it was like created like last week, I'm like, okay. Mm.
Oh, you're just now getting on Instagram?
Great point. Sure.
Sure. Not getting me.
You have to have followers and you have to be following.
Now, how do you get those if you're a fake account?
You go to other fake accounts. I don't care who follows me, just as long as it says follower.
So is this, what is this, like a like are there meetup clubs or
you know what, you know in the when you first get on Instagram and it like shows you suggested things you might like.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You just start liking those.
Okay.
And then you hope that they start liking you back.
Okay. Okay.
And I feel like we're all seeing each other like.
Right.
I see you, you see me. So you have to have followers, you have to be following.
Okay.
And then it's not as important anymore that you keep posting, but it doesn't hurt. So what do you repost? Great question. I appreciate you asking. Just memes.
Oh.
Yeah, just memes. Doesn't have to be anything original.
Okay.
Yeah, and then have like a really vague name.
Is there anywhere on your fake account of an actual human?
What do you mean?
Like, have you catfished? Like, not
no,
cat, but
no,
I mean,
no, no,
have
no.
you, like, gotten a picture of somebody you don't know?
No, God, no.
Okay,
no,
so it's no. just
No, because here's the thing. Google image.
Oh.
When I used to talk trash to people using my real picture
yeah.
on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
people used to reverse search my picture and think that somebody used my picture to troll other people. And they'd be like, oh, I see you stole a picture from some girl on a radio station. And I'd be like, that's me. They'd be like, yeah, right. Okay.
Wow, we are learning so much,
right.
Katie. And the big takeaway from all this is you and Jennifer Lawrence are
God.
So much alike.
And you know what? We have fun. We have a good time.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Four of the Roses on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Maya this morning. Good morning, Maya.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going fine for us. Obviously not for you. That's why you're on War of the Roses. You have a boyfriend named Devin, and you think that
yeah.
Devin is cheating, but this is definitely a new and unique reason why you think that your boyfriend is cheating. Tell us why you think this.
So I saw on his Venmo that he made 3 payments in like 6 weeks to a nail salon, and it's just weird. Like, even for a woman, that feels like a lot. And he does, like, he has gotten manicures and, like, pedicures before, like, especially pedicures. So it's not weird that he would have, like, one charge on there. But the fact that there's 3 over the course of, like, such little time, I don't know. It just weirded me out.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely strange. Okay, so this is how it works. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to call Devin up. Kay's going to offer him some free roses, pretending to be a telemarketer. We'll see who he sends them to. We'll see what he writes on the card.
Before we do that,
yeah,
are you suspecting that he is going to see someone specific at this nail salon?
I'm not sure. I don't even know what I'm looking for, but I'm like, maybe he's paying for some other woman's, like,
oh, you, oh,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's where my head went, but I don't know, maybe
sure.
I'm crazy.
Yes, no, I get it. Okay.
Okay. Well, I forget where I left off, but it doesn't matter. You know how this works.
Yes.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Devin?
Speaking.
Hi, Devin. This is Claudia with... And I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Are you going to charge me at the end for something like shipping and handling?
Nope. It is nothing like that. Like I said, it's just a promotion. I don't even work in a department where we can charge you anything. It's really easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person that you'd like to send the roses to.
Let's do Alan.
And that was Alan or Ellen?
Ellen.
Ellen. Okay. And then before I get Ellen's address, you were able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
You're the best. Love you so much.
Okay.
Hi, Devin. This is Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on something called War of the Roses, where we try to catch a cheater by offering them roses to see who he sends them to. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Maya, not Ellen. Maya, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, real fast. I just wanted to clear it up. Ellen's his mom. So definitely not someone that he's cheating with. But
all right. Well, that's good. Okay. Well, but we still need to explain to Devin what the hell's going on.
So I noticed on your Venmo that you had like three payments to a nail salon in like 6 weeks, which feels like a lot. Like, who are you taking to get their nails done? Like, what is that?
I got a pedicure a few times and like life's just been stressful. So I don't know why this is a thing.
You're saying that... That all of those transactions were for you?
Devin, that's like so many times. I don't even go to the nail salon that many times. Why would you need them done this? It's not like he wears nail polish, so it's nothing's chipping.
Oh, sure. And also, like, he's not like including this in, oh, how was your day? Oh, I went to the nail salon again.
That's so weird, right?
Devin, can I ask a question? And, like, you know what? I'm not going to ask him. Maya, I'll ask you. Does he have, like, a foot thing? Like, is there anything in your relationship that indicates that, like, he is turned on by feet?
No.
Okay, so...
I think that he's just a fancy boy who likes fancy things.
Which is perfectly fine. God knows I can appreciate a fancy man.
Right.
some might say the fanciest.
Yeah.
To me, the weird part is not that this isn't like coming up in conversation about his day. You know?
I don't think that's weird.
Really?
Nah. I mean,
this often?
You don't have sons. If you did, I think you'd understand that guys just don't talk. Like, we don't. You ask us how our day was, usually you're going to get a, it was fine. And you have to pull the details out of us.
Maybe I'm just used to knowing my partner's schedule.
I guess so. But anyway, we've run out of time for this. Maya, I don't think anything... cheating wise is going on.
I don't necessarily either, but I feel like there's something, but I can't put my finger on it.
Maya, you okay?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, now I'm just like rethinking things. I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's okay. It's like, okay to not know. Just, I don't know what the advice is, but keep an eye out.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry, Devin.
Text in if you have any comments, 916-909-1065.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
Justin Bieber is in the news, and for once, it's in the news for something awesome.
It just
seems like every time Justin Bieber's in the news now, it's because like he's yelling at paparazzi.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, him,
clock it. You're not clocking it.
Right. Or there's some sort of rumor about how him and Hailey Bieber are on the verge of splitting up or something like that. You know, but this is actually amazing. I think it's amazing. There is a video that went viral, and the video is from a motorist that was broken down on the side of the road, and he was filming himself on the side of the road, really sad and depressed. And it was him just kind of recording himself being like, you know, my life is effed. He says at one point, you know, I moved out here. I'm not sure where it is. I assume it's LA. I moved out here to try to be something, and I've been working so hard, and it's just one bad thing after another, and now my car's broken down. And then all of a sudden, this happens.
Are you Justin Bieber?
Yeah, what's up, bro? Justin.
Justin Bieber shows up on the side of the road to help this guy, and the guy reacts to it, you know?
Are you Justin Bieber?
Yeah, what's up, bro? Justin.
I love you, bro.
I love you too. Yes, sir, bro.
My man, I didn't know you were
trying. No, it's all good.
I was
what
already
happened?
Before. Do you really want to know?
Yes, bro.
I love that Justin Bieber goes, so what's going on? And the guy's like, you really want to know?
Okay. So, my life is bro. I swear, I'm going to stop recording.
Huh.
Now, some people are saying this feels very set up and suspicious. And some of those people are Kevin.
Well, Katie might be getting on.
Right. Thank you, Katie.
Shockingly, in a turn of events, I'm the one that thinks this is real.
That is shocking.
Yeah. I'm usually the skeptical one
in
situations like this. Why do you guys think this is fake?
One, he was all like, oh, are you Justin Bieber?
I mean, he just happened to be filming.
Right.
What did Justin Bieber think he was going to do?
We'll get to that part in a second.
Okay.
And when your car breaks down, do you ever just think, hey, let me pull out my phone and record?
No.
Right.
But I'm also not somebody trying to make it in L.A.
But maybe the person is just, like, waiting for AAA or something, and they got nothing else to do.
I find the part that he's recording himself... I don't find that part suspicious at all. Like, the guy looks like he's in his mid-20s. This is what people in their mid-20s do. They have an emotion, they film themselves. And especially if there's somebody trying to make it. This is why I think it's very real.
Okay.
What does he do?
That's the part.
He stops recording.
That is the part that is the thing that's making me think, okay, maybe... maybe I am wrong.
If this was set up, that would be the part that would go viral.
Right.
Is that Justin Bieber under the car with an axle, yeah, you know, or something
that's
like that.
That's the only thing that's making me think like, okay.
And the guy shuts it off. And here's the other reason why I think it's real. I have combed through several articles about this story. Cannot find the guy's name anywhere.
I found it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where? It wasn't on TMZ.
His name is Buku, and he makes music as well. And if you look on his Instagram, he's trying to get famous as well. But what's suspicious is, wait for this, the video was on TikTok, but if it really did, wasn't set up, it would also be on his Instagram as well. It's not on his Instagram. It's strictly on TikTok only.
I do think it's funny that Gavin goes, I have combed
right
through numerous websites.
I just Googled stranded guy saved by Justin Bieber, and this article linked his Instagram to
it took you to his Instagram. Okay. Yeah. TMZ didn't do that. People Magazine didn't do that. CNN didn't do that. Okay. All right. I mean, those three publications did not publish the guy's name.
Probably because he's the least impressive part of this story. Yeah.
But if it was set up, if it was all something, then
how would them posting his name, why would they care?
I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to a point that Kevin brought up. Have you guys ever pulled over to help somebody stranded on the side of the road?
No, I'm a woman.
Right.
Oh. So I'm
what if it was a woman on the side of the road? Would you have done it then?
Yeah. In that case, I have pulled over when people had like a fender bender.
Uh-huh.
And in that instance, I'll be like, hey, do you need to be a witness or anything?
Right.
I've done that several times. I have had people pull over for me though.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 19. I was driving home kind of late. Car broke down and I didn't have a cell phone or anything. So I'm literally just standing there like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And a guy kind of stopped and maybe he let me use his phone to call my mom.
Okay.
And then he drove away and he went home and he told his mom, and his mom goes, go back there until her mom comes.
That's pretty funny.
You dumbass.
Right.
And so then he showed up again and he goes, I'm just going to sit in my car here until you get picked up. My mom said I have to.
That's pretty funny.
So, I mean, like,
I'm surprised you didn't fall in love with that guy. That sounds very serendipitous.
It does.
Now, knock on wood, I've never really had a whole lot of stranded on the side of the road stories. The only time I think that it's happened is I've had two flat tires, but I was able to fix those myself. But I've never been like stranded. So knock on wood. But if I was, and I would be happy with anybody pulling over to help me, let alone if Justin Bieber pulled over to help me, I would be looking around for cameras thinking like, am I on TV? Is this a prank show? Yeah, what's happening? Is he about to offer me a suitcase filled with $1 million?
Would you recognize him, do you think?
Yeah, how could you not? With definitely all those tattoos,
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
So anyway, what are your thoughts? Text him at 916-909-1065. Do you think this was set up? Or do you think this is Justin Bieber really being a good person? 909-1065.
1065 the end. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
It's possible she never heard that song by Moby and Gwen Stefani, but she's still sharp as a tack. Are you smarter than Katie?
Did you just say tact?
Sharp as a tack.
Tack.
No, hold on. Say it.
Sharp as a tack.
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 Yeah.
Like a thumbtack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You add T's to the end of words that have a CK.
You know, I like probably addict? Do that sometime. Addict, I do.
No, attic. Like if above your ceiling is your attic.
Go put these fur coats of Katie's in the attic.
No, there's no T.
Addict.
What are you, me?
Addict. Yeah.
Addict.
Yep, nailed it.
Well, I'm really going to struggle with this one because this guy's name is Nicked.
Oh, God.
Good morning, Nicked.
Good morning. How's it going?
As if I nicked myself shaving this morning. I'm sure that's what that means. All right, Katie's leaving the studio. I have five questions here dealing with news of pop culture. You ready to play?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Question one. The Weeknd has broken a record for touring with his latest After Hours Till Dawn tour, making $1 billion. And if you're thinking to yourself, Taylor Swift already did that, it's because this is the first time that a man has done it. Uh-oh, ladies. What was the name of The Weeknd's last album? Was it Hurry Up Tomorrow or Tomorrow Never Comes?
Tomorrow Never Comes.
Question two, Kevin Spacey says that he's now homeless after losing everything, fighting lawsuits for the last several years. He's been accused of sexual assault by several men, and it has dried up all the work for him. How many Oscars does Kevin Spacey have? Does he have zero, one, or two?
Two.
Question three, Kim Kardashian paid over $80,000 to get back a Bible her dad gave to O.J. Simpson when her dad defended him in his murder trial. She had to do it anonymously, though, because when she tried to do it publicly, her texts were leaked to the press. Besides Nicole Brown Simpson, who was the other murder victim in that trial?
Oh, before my time.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Question four. You sound like Kevin. Question four. Real Housewives star Megan King has lost custody of her children. Her ex-husband has sole custody now, and the school launched a CPS investigation that started all of this, although details have not been released. What Housewives franchise is Megan King part of?
Orange County.
Question five, rapper Praz, I don't know if you remember him, he was one of the co-founders of the Fugees back in the day. He was just sentenced to 14 years in prison.
What?
Praz stole $64 million through money laundering, illegal lobbying, and other illegal means as well. Wow, that's a long haul. How many months is 14 years?
168.
All right, Kevin, go get Katie. Nick, where are we going today? Where are you off to?
I'm riding down to Vegas right now.
Shut up. You're driving to Vegas?
Yeah, I'm going to win it big. Win it big this weekend.
What's happening in Vegas?
We're a crew. We're heading down for compete in some events.
Oh, so you're like
compete in some events? Oh. What events?
Like poker?
Yeah, card games. It's like Riftbound, Lorcana.
Oh my god, I play Riftbound and Lorcana.
Wow, Kevin! Dang!
Can Kevin come with you? He says he's really good.
I'm all right.
Wow!
So Nick, are you on this like road trip by yourself?
Oh no! I got a packed car. I'm in the back.
They're being so quiet. I love that. All right. Well, let's see if we can kick your good fortune off before you even get there. Katie, it's your turn. Okay. Question one. The Weeknd broke the record for making $1 billion with his After Hours Till Dawn tour. And I know what you're thinking. How can that be the record? Taylor Swift already did this.
Yep.
This is the first time that a man has done it.
Okay.
A woman did it first. What was the name of his last album? Was it Hurry Up Tomorrow or Tomorrow Never Comes?
Tomorrow Never Comes? No.
Hurry Up Tomorrow.
Disappointed in both of you.
Really?
Question two. Kevin Spacey says he's homeless now because he says he has lost everything fighting lawsuits for the last several years. If you don't remember, he's been accused of sexual assault by several men.
Several, right.
And it has dried up all work for him.
Jeez,
however,
what a shame.
In that interview, though, he did specifically put the call out to Quentin Tarantino or Martin Scorsese saying, if you guys put me in one movie, it all comes back.
I promise not to harm a single soul.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't promise that.
Oh, no, of course not.
How many Oscars does Kevin Spacey have?
Okay.
Does he have zero, one, or two?
Two?
Yes, he does have two Oscars. Question three, Kim Kardashian paid $80,000 to get back a Bible that her dad gave O.J. Simpson when he defended him in the murder trial.
Why would she want that?
Well, inside there's an inscription that her dad wrote to O.J., and she said that that was meaningful to her.
Okay.
But a lot of people are mad because this money goes to the O.J. Simpson estate. So they're like, don't give that.
Well, she has no choice if she wants it. Like, yeah.
Anyway, besides Nicole Brown Simpson.
Also, it's not like he's cashing in on it.
No, but. So, yeah.
Who cares? His poor kids get something. Maybe they deserve something.
Besides Nicole Brown Simpson, who is the other murder victim in that trial?
Ron Goldman.
Yeah. Ron Goldman, her most likely boyfriend.
I don't think we know that.
I said most likely.
Although he did know where she lived as just
the evidence,
a waiter at a restaurant that she went to.
Question four, Real Housewives star Megan King has lost custody of her children.
Yeah.
Her ex-husband now has sole custody. The school launched a CPS investigation, and we don't know any details about
this.
We
do know the details.
You do? Oh, really? Because the article I read did not. So what are the details?
So she
quickly
allegedly gave the school nurse Ritalin to give throughout the day to one of her kids.
Okay.
But the Ritalin was not prescribed to that child. That child does not have an ADHD diagnosis.
Oh my God.
So she was instructing the school to give him medications that were not prescribed to him.
Oh, that's awful. All right. Well, what Housewives franchise is she part of?
OC.
Yeah.
I mean, not anymore. She hasn't been on for a long time. Married to an MLB player, former.
Oh.
Jim Edmonds.
Question five, rapper Praz, who co-founded the Fugees, if you remember them. He was just sentenced to 14 years in prison. This is because Praz stole $64 million through money laundering and lobbying and other illegal ways. How many months is 14 years?
Hold on.
We're all holding.
Eight.
I'm holding.
Two, four.
Man, Nick has already crossed over the
168.
Border. 168 is right. Wow. Nick, are you there?
I'm there.
All right. Who else is in the car? Give him a shout out.
We got Leslie, Tom, Ricky, and James.
Ricky, and James.
Man, that sounds like a fun crew. Vegas, baby, Vegas. All right, final score. You guys got three, but Katie got four.
Oh man.
Katie wins.
Don't tell Ricky.
All right. Listen, Nick, the house always wins. What can I say? And Katie doesn't like being referred to as the house.
Sure.
Oh, she does. Okay.
Right.
Nick and everybody in the car, tell us what we have to hear.
What?
Say, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No.
We're going to double down. No, we're not smarter than Katie.
Very good. Have fun, you guys. Please be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Dylan. It's not his real name. This is not his real voice. Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing just fine. Dylan is preparing something for Thanksgiving dinner with his family, and it is not cranberry sauce or stuffing.
Okay.
Dylan, tell everybody what you plan on doing.
I'm intending to come out to all of my family for the holiday.
Okay.
That's
great. Congratulations.
Thank you. But I'm going to be honest. I'm not really doing it exactly on like a happy note. Like, I want to do it because my family is like super conservative and like bigoted. And they're just like so stuck in their ways and are so like rude and everything about it. And like, I honestly want to do this because I want to ruin their holiday. Like, I want to finally put it in their face.
It's the quote, I want to ruin their holiday. Wow.
Yeah,
that
Okay.
That is spectacular.
I want you to paint the picture for me. So none of your family knows that you are gay?
My dad passed away, so he's out of the picture now. My mom does know. I told her a long time ago, and she doesn't care. She's totally cool with it, everything. But I told her about my plan that I want to do this, and she actually agrees because there's tons of my family members that she can't stand. Like, they're really rude people. I mean, they're like some in-laws that are trash, you know, honestly, and like, maybe this will stop them from coming, or maybe it'll shut their views up. They won't talk about politics at Thanksgiving all the time. So
I'm all for this.
How long have you known you were gay?
Since I was little.
Okay. Having that as your personal history, but not coming out to your extended family, if they have had these views, what I imagine is for a very long time, that must have been really difficult for you.
Oh, yeah, especially with, like, side comments and, like, you know, saying things, like, just in open air, like, and then I just have to kind of swallow, like, bite my tongue and, like, not speak back. Like, it's been very hard, and it's why I'm doing it now. Like, I'm sick of that.
Okay, so, and this is going to sound, I'm just going to ask it. Is it going to be obvious?
So some of my like younger cousins I think probably know because they've like made comments, but in terms of like some of my older family members, they're just so oblivious, like, oh, that's just not even possible. Like, they, I don't know, they were just like not even
like that happens to other families.
Exactly, yeah, like they're so oblivious to it.
It was kind of like that when my brother came out. It was like an equal part of, well, this isn't shocking at all, and this is totally shocking. What kind of fallout are you expecting? Like, are you expecting anger or just cringe?
Or
like,
are they just going to be uncomfortable?
Yeah, like, how is it going to go down on Thanksgiving when you come out of the closet officially to your bigoted extended family?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, I'm not expecting, like, anger. Like, they really can't do much, except maybe, like, leave if they really would want to. But I would see that being a little bit overdramatic. It'd probably just, like, make them really uncomfortable and, like...
Well, especially because, you know, they're going to remember all the things that they've said in front of you.
Yes,
especially
exactly.
If they were, like, homophobic, bigoted things that... I'm sure they're going to, I mean, I'd like to think they're going to be kind of embarrassed, but you know what? Maybe they won't. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard telling. I mean, I just want them to kind of spit out their mashed potatoes, honestly. And
now, just so that we know, you do feel safe in this environment doing this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, I don't feel like they would, like, hurt me or anything like that. Like, they're not extreme. They're just, like, good.
So here's how I'm picturing it all going down. You're doing this. They're getting upset. Maybe there are tears. There's at very least some red faces. And your mother is just sitting back with a big glass of Pinot, just laughing.
God bless.
Exactly.
I love this. Please, if there's any videos of anything, tag us in them over the holidays, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, that's the Dirty Little Secret Thanksgiving Day edition.
Nice.
From our family to you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Of course.
Katie, tell everybody what the rules are.
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movies.
And it's time for the No Name Movie Game 106.5. The end. Yes, yes, yes. Kevin. I need some enthusiastic clapping.
I'm trying to clap harder.
Woo! By the way, if you text in EGFBS to 916-685-8453, it's all the details. So there you go. Okay, let's kick everything off with Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
All right. We got 45 seconds on the clock. Your partner is Kevin. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. 45 seconds starts now.
Opposite of bad.
Good.
Okay. Opposite of girl.
Boy. Good boy.
Yes. One. Okay. If you mix all the colors, it's this single color that's like darkness.
Brown.
No, that's darkness.
Dark black.
Yes. And then you call people on this.
Phone, the black phone.
Yes,
two.
Okay. If you're in love, you no. Okay. This is the part of the body that pumps blood into your veins.
Heart.
Okay, heart. And then you see through these.
Glasses, eyes, heart, eyes.
Yes, three. Okay. Not alone, but.
What?
Together.
Oh my God.
At the buzzer.
At the buzzer. Wow. You got four.
Amy, you're great.
Awesome, Kevin.
You're great.
Amy, that was really
that
impressive.
Was fire.
Kevin, what a good clue. The opposite of alone. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Jenny now. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
All right. You picked me as your contestant. Another 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. And by the way, we are playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in town. And this weekend they have Wicked for Good. Why not see the conclusion there on the biggest screen in town? 45 seconds starts now. This was a dog that found spooky crimes.
Scooby-Doo?
Yes. Okay. If you're not a veteran, you are a... Like in sports, if you're brand new in sports, you are a
amateur.
No. you're like you're a professional, but you're
rookie.
Yes, there we go. Okay. If this is a city in Illinois, the biggest
Chicago.
Yes, there we go. This is a dog that played basketball in the 90s. Yes. Okay. This is a glass slipper.
Wizard
of
Oz.
No!
No! Cinderella!
Cinderella! Damn it, Jenny! Damn it!
Oh, God.
Wizard of Oz doesn't have glass slippers.
No, those are ruby slippers. Yeah. Glass slippers. Cinderella.
I said Cinderella right on the buzzer.
We didn't hear it. I don't know. Maybe because I was too busy screaming at your wrong answer. Are we going to give her that or no?
Why would we do that?
Right. Nobody heard you say that, Jenny. All right.
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold. Now let's talk to Lee. Lee, are you there?
We are. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. It's you and Katie. 45 seconds on the clock. What did I get? Four? Kevin got four. You got to beat four. All right. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And go.
Okay. This is a place in California that, like, the earthquakes come from.
San Andreas Fault.
Yes. Okay.
One.
This is a super, superhero group. Okay. And one of them, huh?
Avengers?
No. One of them looks like he's like made of like red rocks.
Fantastic Four.
Yes. Wow. Okay. If you are leaving, you're like, I'm
out.
Oh my God, I'm trying to think of the opposite of this word. Okay, the second word is the opposite of boy.
Girl.
Okay.
Gone Girl.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
That was at the buzzer.
Yes! At the buzzer. Yep. But you still only got three, Lee.
Oh, God.
That was good,
it's
though.
Okay.
All right.
The fact that she got that is incredible.
Whoever is helping you, they're great.
Yeah, they were. Lee is gone. It's all back to Amy or Jenny. I wrote a number down on the paper. Can you guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see here. Amy, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
6.
All right. So she picked 6. Let's see what number Jenny picks. Jenny?
7.
6, 7.
You guys are fun.
The number was
14.
So Jenny wins. Smart strategy there, Jenny. Congratulations. Man, so many kids right now are just.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Sure.
I played on Wake Up Call Live and I won then too.
Wow. What a lucky ducky.
You love movies.
We love you.
Are you talking about the last Wake Up Call Live at the Crest?
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
You were fun.
All right, well, stay on hold and we'll get your information. Congratulations.
Thank you.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So if you're a parent, there's a really, really good chance that you have gotten your kids involved in some sort of sport at some time. And new data came out that talks about our expectations and our wishes for our child athletes. Katie has the details on this.
It goes over like how much parents are spending on sports, how many hours per week the parent is taking out of their own schedule to invest in their kids' sports, yada, yada, yada. Here is the thing that from this survey that really blew my mind. And I feel like it's a discussion that needs to be had. 1 in 6 parents think their child will become a professional athlete.
1 in 6?
That's too many.
Yes. That is way too many.
That is.
That's staggering. I can't even wrap my brain around that. Like, is it because of how you and I were raised? Is it because I mean, I was raised with very realistic expectations. That's a nice way to put it. That, like, you're not going to be, like, anything big and great. Did you ever think that any of your kids were going to be professional athletes?
God, no.
Right, and your oldest daughter was really good at soccer.
Yeah, but I knew she wasn't going pro.
Right.
I think it is more that there is like a large group of parents that like think that their kid is the greatest kid, like at everything. We see it with how parents treat teachers. If you're saying my kid did something bad in class, that can't be true. It must be you, teacher.
Yeah.
What really bothers me about this and kind of breaks my heart is, how much is this dream for the parent making them force their kid to do things that have stopped being fun in sports?
How do you know it's not the kid's dream?
Well, it's fine.
Whatever kid has the dream of being a professional athlete?
I mean, most kids that are in sports has the dream of becoming a professional. Isn't it the parent's job to give the kid the dream for it to reach?
Well, you're not giving them the dream. You're saying, I think what you're trying to say is to fulfill the dream.
Yes. Let's put it this way. How many kids that you grew up with became professional athletes?
Not that many.
Give me a number.
Like 2?
Really? What sports?
Dance and soccer.
Okay.
Okay, technically, I do know a lot of professional dancers.
By the way, text in 916-909-1065 with your thoughts on this. We're talking about parents. One out of six parents know that their kid will be a professional athlete. Really, really honestly believe it.
You have to be able to see the forest through the trees as a parent,
yeah,
and recognize whether your kid's got it or not.
Great
we
point.
Know somebody whose kid will be a professional actor or actress on Broadway. There is no doubt.
No doubt.
She already has moved to New York City, but we knew she had the talent before they moved to
from
New
the
York
time
City.
She was like 14 or 15, we were like, oh my God.
I know, when she was like 12.
Yeah, like she's going to be a professional.
So when there's a kid that like genuinely has it, whether it be sports, acting, singing, whatever it is, great. If your kid doesn't have that, that's completely fine.
Yeah.
Then you do the, like, give them reasonable expectations, right?
How about you major in business? I just want to run it by the numbers, okay? I'm over here, and I want to drill it down. One out of six parents think their kid will become a professional athlete. Okay, one out of six is 16%. Okay, how many kids are there in America? 73 million kids. What's 16% of 73 million? It is 11,680,000.
That sounds like a lot.
How many professional athletes are there in America? 35,000.
I think that there is something between, there is an in-between of your kid wants to be a star and your response is you'll never do it.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I wanted to be on Saturday Night Live. I mean, from a really oddly young age.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have even known what it was.
Right.
I was told point blank, that's never going to happen.
Right.
And I was literally told, you'll probably just work for the state.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh no. All right. Well.
Okay. It turns out there are in-betweens.
Yes.
Between Saturday Night Live and working for the state. Not that there's anything wrong with working for the state, obviously. But for me,
it's not the entertainment venue.
It's not. Right. Yeah. Like, had my parents said, maybe you could do radio,
mm-hmm,
I would have probably done the radio station at my high school and could have gotten into this industry even sooner.
Right.
So. I don't think that we should say, you're never going to do it. Sorry, go to business school. Maybe you say, oh, you know, you'd be great at, maybe you could do commercial acting.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you could, like, book some commercials here and
see,
there.
See? Can we all settle on that?
I guess. Okay. Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I already talked to Kevin about this. Katie, I haven't talked to you yet about this. You know who Anne Fong is, right?
Yeah.
If something's wrong, you call her.
Right.
Okay. Did you see what her latest endeavor is?
No. I'm a gingery hammer girl.
Okay.
So I'm not real deep into the Anne Fong.
Anne Fong is getting into the apparel business.
Okay.
And she is launching streetwear. Now, if you're curious about this, it's already sold out.
What?
So you can't get it. That's what listeners have been telling me, that they've logged on there not to actually buy some, but to see if they could, and it's already sold out. But I mean, that's what all these like clothing drop places do, is they say it's sold out, then like 2 weeks later, they're like, okay, we heard you and we made some more and stuff like that. Kevin's into this idea.
Kevin.
Yes.
Did Kevin know he was into this idea? Are you just assuming?
I thought you told me that you.
No, I said.
Oh, you think it's silly?
I think it's silly.
Oh,
because
okay.
Because you're just wearing her billboard on her shirt. And
okay.
The graphic isn't even that pretty.
When I brought it up, you seemed excited, but you were excited at how silly it was.
Yes, excited that you might be wearing some.
No.
Oh, I would love that.
Yes.
One listener.
Go back. How do we make that happen?
Get some Anne Fong streetwear for me to wear.
And every time you walk into a room, go, something's wrong. Did you call me?
A listener named Jessica messaged me and she goes, you know what? She is everywhere and props to her. Giants, Sharks, Kings, go her. I'm here for it. I wrote back, I go, yeah, I said, I also think it makes her seem wildly unserious. Like, it's not like she's like somebody that's like, I paint houses.
I would love to see her maybe doing some pro bono work that we're hearing.
That ship is long sailed.
Maybe some, well, we don't know that. But I mean, like, I'd love to maybe hear about something like that rather than like, and I'm with the Giants.
Yeah, I get like the gingery guys that we know that are the personal injury guys. They're fantastic.
Oh my God, they're incredible.
And in all honesty, and I would say this just meeting them personally, not knowing that they have an association with us on the show, I would call them if I needed a personal attorney.
Well, the other thing is, you can actually, if you live here in the Sacramento area, you can actually like sit in a room with them.
Right. Yeah.
Where like these other like billboard lawyers, the best you can hope for is to zoom in with one of their associates because they're not here. Like you're never going to sit. I mean, I don't know this for sure, but from what I've heard, the odds of you sitting across from Sweet James are about zero.
I'm glad you brought up Sweet James. The first time I saw a billboard for Sweet James, I was like, what? Sweet James, what are you, from Guys and Dolls?
Yeah, and he had a wife that was a Real Housewife.
You're kidding.
And I'm pretty sure he dumped her on Twitter, and that's how she found out their marriage was over.
Well, that's not sweet.
Not sweet at all. No.
And like same with like Top Dog. Like your name is Top Dog. Do I have to call you Top Dog? And I guess here there's all the Penny Boys that are all over. There's two brothers, and now there's a third one that's entered the chat.
Oh, there's a third Penny.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
So anyway, though, and Fong Streetwear just in time for the holidays. Get your dad what he really wants. Something wrong and Fong hoodie. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.